Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome in. It's the Burgundy and Gold today right here on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the always free Odyssey app. You're tapped into the youngest in charge, Noah Willingham, taking you up to 7 o'clock. Number to call us, 301-230-0980. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. So for the second straight day, Anthony, Chris Russell has just done something to try and hijack our program here. One, trying to do a talk show at the final 2 minutes of his show. He tried to blame it on me, his idea. And then he comes in here and bumps the computer. So I now can see nothing on the rundown because my computer screen is black. So there is that. But we got a lot to get to. We're gonna roll with the punches here on the Burgundy and Gold today. Jam-packed show for you all per usual as we take you up to 7 o'clock. We'll give you the latest on Commanders wide receiver Terry McLaurin as Scary Terry Watch continues here in our nation's capital. Dan Quinn addressing the media before practice this afternoon. And he did a, what did Sierra say? I love it when you want to step. Dan Quinn, 1-2 stepping earlier this afternoon. We got to get the computer fixed, though. This is a real problem. But we'll get to that. I'm sure the Rooster spent plenty of time talking about that. We also have something that I'm taking a stab at. And you know, right before you came in and told me a certain somebody, that I left a certain somebody off the roster, we had Julian Good-Jones get cut right before the show started. So isn't that something? So you can give yourself a pat on the back for that one. We will give you the Burgundy and Gold today's 53-man roster 1.0. We'll get you probably a couple between now and cut-down day coming up on Tuesday. But we'll do that as we roll throughout the show. ESPN put together a list of the best position groups in the National Football League. They ranked each position group in the NFL 1 through 32. And we'll touch on who's the best and worst position group for the Washington Commanders here, because I think it's definitely a hot-button topic. And one thing that I've noticed when doing this final 53 is the fact that, you know, Washington's got a lot more talent on this roster, maybe than we give it credit for. When you consider the circumstances of, hey, you know, they kind of took over a bare cupboard here. When you consider those circumstances, when I'm going through and trying to figure out what's the best and worst position group, it's a hard conversation. Not because, and for the best position group, it was easier than the worst position group, but the worst position group, a little bit more difficult to parse through because I don't think I don't think there's a position group on this team where you go, oh, God, they've got to do something. Right? It feels like the cupboard is not bare at any position on this football team. It's just not. So we'll go through that as we roll throughout the show. A couple of guests going to stop by, as always, coming up at the 5 o'clock hour. Our pal Candy Waller, Commanders Insider, Bowie TV, going to join the program. She'll be live out in Ashburn giving us the latest on who was on the practice field, who wasn't on the practice field. And then in the 6 o'clock hour, ESPN NFL Insider Dan Graziano going to join the program. We'll get his thoughts on where things stand with Terry McLaurin and what he has continued to hear. Plus, we'll take a spin around the National Football League. But first and foremost, before we get to Dan Graziano, before we get to Candy Waller, I mentioned Dan Quinn earlier this afternoon, took the podium, and for the first time since he's been here in D.C., I think I sensed, and I hope I'm reading this right, for the first time since he's been here, I sensed frustration with him at the podium, genuine frustration from him at the podium. There's a fatigue that I think exists right now within the walls of that facility out there in Ashburn. And I can't even call it Commander's Park anymore because they've now got a title sponsor for the park. So we'll get to that as we roll throughout the show as well. But for the first time since DQ's been here, I am sensing a frustration, a fatigue behind the walls in Ashburn because of this Terry McLaurin situation. And obviously, it's extremely unfortunate. All parties involved, you know, I understand both sides of the coin. I understand where Dan Quinn and Adam Peters are coming from organizationally. And also understand where Terry McLaurin's coming from as a player. But let's waste no time here. I want to let you hear from the head coach of the Washington Commanders. Here is Dan Quinn doing a little 1-2 step on a question from our guy John Keim on if it was mutually agreed upon for Terry to not be in attendance Monday night against the Bengals.
And then with Terry, what's the plan for him as far as getting him back on the field? And the other part with that is did you know he wasn't going to be at the game tonight? Is that something you guys have discussed a little bit?
The return to play part, is that's the good news. So we're out of the rehab phase with Terry. His ankle's good. He's healthy. So now it's a, you know, return to play. What goes into all that at that position specifically, like the max speeds, the decelerations, the route tree of going through that. So that's kind of the good news of where we're at. It's just, you know, conditioning and football and returning to play. And so almost all the guys are at some phase along that way. You're going to see McGee at practice. You're going to see Baptiste, you know, they just have kind of gone through that process as well where they're out of the rehab portion of their, you know, returning to play. And then it's back into like the football simulated work. So, yeah, we're excited that, you know, he's back and getting better conditioning and getting things going. Yeah, we're on the return to play format. So it starts off as rehab. I can go through it again if you want.
I know it was a little bit difficult to hear there, but our guy John Keim, Commanders reporter for ESPN, two-part question. First asked, you know, would Terry be on the practice field today? What's next for Terry? And then was it a mutual decision for Terry to not be in attendance? And you got the long answer about the return to play and ramping him up and things of that nature. And then John, as the excellent reporter that he is, he did his job to a T. He then followed up on his second question that Dan Quinn initially chose to not answer. Was it a mutual decision for Terry to not be in attendance Monday night? And Dan Quinn basically referred back to his original answer of it's all a part of the ramp up. It's all a part of return to play. Let's peel the curtain back here. Let's take the kiddie gloves off and let's stop acting oblivious about this situation. As I said a moment ago, there is fatigue growing behind the walls in Ashburn when it comes to this Terry McLaurin contract situation. They're getting tired of answering questions about it. They're getting tired of it being talked about. And I think right now the two sides are stuck between a rock and a hard place. And I think from the Commanders' point of view, I believe this entire time they have tried to really put lipstick on the optics of this thing, right? They have tried to dress this up to make it as least contentious as possible. Because in reality, I think the two sides are very much frustrated with each other. I think Terry McLaurin is frustrated with the lack of progress in these negotiations. And I think Washington is frustrated with Terry McLaurin's unwillingness to be around the team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I don't know if it was a mutually agreed upon decision, but I'll say this. I don't think that it was, because if it was a mutual decision, and Ant, you're the one with the big fancy degree from Syracuse University. You read into media body language better than anybody.
What is this?
Come on. Why didn't he just say, yeah, it was a mutually agreed upon decision, if it was indeed a mutually agreed upon decision? Why didn't he just say that?
I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head. Like, they're frustrated that, you know, he's not with the team. But at the same token, I think this is the team doing Terry, you know, a favor and trying to, you know, keep things good between them, essentially, while they figure out these this contract negotiation. But at the same token, I think a lot of this is just them trying to, you know, not go to extreme lengths to, like, really frustrate Terry, to be honest. I think they're trying to stay as close as possible, I guess, quote unquote, to his good side, because,
well,
and until the deal gets done, that's as close as it's going to get.
I mean, you think he's on their good side right now? You think he's happy? If he was happy,
nah.
If there was no issue, I think he would have been at the game on Monday. Honestly, now, obviously, and we mentioned this Monday night when the news broke, it could be a situation where they just didn't want the ESPN broadcast talking about this the entire time and continuing to go on and on and on. Because if you watch the preseason game Monday night, the coverage was clearly shifted towards Cincinnati. If you watch the entirety of that game. Now, it may have been because they were winning, but we know the result normally does not matter in terms of a preseason game. But, I mean, how many times was Trey Hendrickson featured and pictured on the sideline with Orlando Brown and Joe Burrow, and I think it was Jamar Chase participating in a conversation as well. So if you're going to give me that answer of, okay, they just didn't want – they didn't want this to be a distraction on the broadcast. Okay, fine. My thing is this, that I keep going back to with this. And we said this Monday night. If you were worried about Lisa Salters coming up and trying to talk to him, you could have just clearly put out to ESPN that, hey, Terry is not available for comment tonight, just as Trey Hendrickson was not available for comment. Why is one guy showing up to the game and the other's not, talking about Terry versus Trey Hendrickson? We can, you know, try to be swindled all we want to believe that things are okay. I'm telling you, things are a lot more turbulent than they actually are being reported, when it comes to Terry and the relationship with the organization. Dan Quinn, also a little bit later on in the press conference, was once again asked about the whereabouts of one Terry McLaurin from our guy Ben Standing. Here's what the head coach had to say.
Just to clarify, will we see Terry today out here doing anything?
Not at the practice portion. He had a big part of the run that went along today. I'm not going to play Where's Waldo, guys, all right, moving forward. So just so we're clear on that. So Terry's return to play format is no different than any of the other players. And so I'm not jumping at you, Ben, but I wanted to make sure, like, the next question doesn't go down this line. He's healthy, which is now a good step to, like, getting closer to being back on the field. So you'll see that earlier than later. I don't have a
sooner rather than later is what he's saying. Office,
this day for him. But, yeah, the good news, we're getting closer to that for sure.
His return to play process is the same as everyone else's. There is a good for us. There was a laundry list of guys that have been injured and are now working their way back to playing. Jordan McGee, injured. Not on PUP. Terry was taken off of PUP when? Saturday?
Yep.
So he's had Sunday to continue to ramp, and I'm sure he had Saturday in the building ramping up. That's the language that they're using, and this is just my hunch, comes directly from the collective bargaining agreement in terms of we have our protocols as a franchise for return to play. Terry is going through those protocols. There's going to get to a point, though, where, like, the ramp up's over. And I don't know how long this ramp up should actually take, because the ankle injury, to our knowledge, is, first of all, bogus. And then, second of all, how long is it going to take him to get into football shape from a conditioning standpoint? You know how you get into football shape from a conditioning standpoint? You go to practice. You're on the side field working out with trainers, running routes, doing things of that nature. Terry's not out there today. I don't think he's going to be out there tomorrow. The next time we blink with this thing, two next times, Saturday, when the team has their second preseason game against Baltimore, will he be in attendance for that? And then game week, because I don't think he's going to practice at all next week. I believe they have a shortened practice week next week because of the Labor Day holiday, and they're going to give them a couple of days to spend time with their family before they start game planning and installing for the New York Giants, which I think is going to begin next week, but they'll continue that install on that Tuesday practice. That, to me, is the next time I'm blinking saying, okay, what's our update here with Terry McLaurin? But to me, I've continued to say it, man. Things are a lot more turbulent, a lot more rocky than is being reported, because Dan Quinn has been doing this for a long time. John Kimes has been doing this for a long time. I respect his grit and chops as a reporter to be able to go, why didn't you, like, can you follow up? I'm going to follow up on the Terry thing. And Dan pointed him back to his original answer, which did not answer the question of, was it a mutual decision for Terry McLaurin to not be there? We're going to rehash this thing coming up top of the 5 o'clock hour. We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll take your calls if you got any, 301-230-0980. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. When we get back, 53-man roster prediction, 1.0 here for the Burgundy and Gold today. Myself, Ant, we're going to go through this Washington Commanders 53-man roster and tell you who we think is in and who we think is out ahead of the final preseason game coming up Saturday against the Baltimore Ravens. All that and more coming your way next here on the Team 980.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.